Ian took over.
Yeah, we had a Wes Lawrence, who died in 76. That's when the Bennion family took over. It was very nice. Bennion's. Sir William. Well, he wasn't Sir William at the time, but he. So the Bennions came then, and the family were all quite young then too, you know. And so Ian taught them how to shoot and fish, and the family, they had five children. And they're all grown up now, families of their own. They still can. Well, Sir William, he's passed away a couple of years ago.
Is it a very large house, Glen Mazarin? Is it a very big one?
It's quite a big lodge, yes. Mm. I suppose comparable to some of the other ones, you know. But where the officers had it, of course, it hadn't got so many new sort of electric heaters and radiators and things. It was quite cold, you know. And,
yes.
Did they to drag all the mattresses around the radiators and near them, and you know, try and get the place warmed up for them.
Yes.
Coming.
Yes.
Nowadays it's a lot easier.
Did they have many staff apart from the cook and gamekeeper?
They occasionally brought somebody up with them.
But normally it was just the two of you.
Normally just the two of us.
Yes.
And then when Gladys passed on, I sort of looked after it. Ian retired in 1990, moved down to Coleraine, which is just a mile further on, you know, still part of the estate.
Mm.
So we moved down there for a few years.
Yes.